Okay, Rav Osei, we're going to start again on the top of Gaf Gimel with the second shot in the Mishnah. We've already seen two different ways to learn the Mishnah, but we saw a shot of Bitarya and Beis on the Beis relating to the first Sabruha, that the Mishnah means Ratsu Lasus Mechitza Guda, and that would mean Hezek Via is what is Rosh Mei Hezek. Comes the second Sabruha, says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, Dav Gimel Med Aleph, Lishna Achrina, Amri La, Sabruha, Mai Mechitza Pukta. So the way it's starting is, the Pshat is, they wanted to make a division. Where do we find the word Mechitza to mean that? Tichsiv Atihi Mechsa Sa'eda. So they wanted to divide. And then they have no choice but to build a kosel. They came in the Ratsu. Once they agree that they're not going to be shutfin anymore, bonus a kosel bal karchan. So that they have no choice but to have to share in the cost of the kosel. And what does this suggest? Alma hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. So the Gemara says that's the sabrua, the second sabrua. Tosis points out, right, that really the first sabrua could be because it doesn't hold in maskana, because a lot of kashas were asked against it. So we really don't accept the first cheetah, we accept this cheetah, but once we said sabrua the first time, we said sabrua the second time. Okay. This is now the second lashon, that this is what we're suggesting. Fek de Gemara, now this should sound a bit familiar, right? But it's just the other direction. Fek de Gemara, why assume that way? Why not suggest an alternative reading of the Mishnah? Ema, mai machitza guda. Let's say that machitza means it's not a division, but a wall. As we know, the Sanya or the Snan, right? The question of Mishnah or Raisa, Mechitza Sakem Shenifritza, Omer Lo Gidor, Nifritza Omer Lo Gidor, Nisiyai Shemena Velo Godra, Hareza Kiddush Chaybach Riusa. So we're not going to go over all that we could chazer at some point, right, about what we just read, the whole Indian of Mechitza Sakerem and everything that comes with it. But what we want to know is one thing, right? Mechitza Sakerem means a wall that came down. And then you have this whole halacha that the Baal HaKem is responsible to repair it, to build the wall again. And at some point, if he doesn't do it, he doesn't attend to it, it becomes Kelaya Keren, and he's chayev as a mazik, and all of that that we discussed. Meanwhile, why not learn pshat in the word machitza, the Mishnah, to mean guda like we find over there? And then what would be the implication? A very different conclusion, the time of the Ratsu. Halo Ratsu Emechaivinosa. It's only because it was Ratsu to build a wall. That's why they're bound by that commitment that they agreed to build the wall. Al Mehezek Ria Love Shmei Hezek. But without that, they would not be Mechoyah because Lo Shmei Hezek. So why assume, according to this question, why is our default assumption to learn Shat that Mechitza means Plokta and then assume Shmei Hezek? Why not go the other direction? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why this Lashon doesn't hold that that's a good option. Ihachi, bonus a kosel. Then why have to say afterwards again the word kosel? Bonosomi baile. If machitza means wall, then you don't use a pronoun. You have to say the word kosel for the first time. If machitza means division, so then once they agree to divide, then they have to build the kosel. But if machitza meant wall, so then just say oso. So we had this earlier. When we asked this as a kasha on the Lashon that assumed that machitza means guda, and we had a teretz, apparently this Lashon, the Gemara, doesn't accept that teretz. What did we see days on mid days in response to why does it say oso and not bon? We should say, why not say bonim oso? Because then I would think that it would be mesipas bi'alma. And then we had a whole way, machokas pshat, pasha, what that means. According to Rashi, mesipas bi'alma means you say those, and that's all they agreed to do is to make a mechitza. Maybe they only meant, they also is called mechitza, and Tosis has a different shot, that two types of mesipas, all of that we discussed and based on the base. What we obviously see in our Gemara is that this Lashon doesn't accept that teretz. This Lashon is assuming that if it would say bonimo so, we would know everything. We would know that it means woe. We wouldn't think it means mesipas. I mean, that's obviously the clear distinction between the earlier Shakamataria, where we gave a teretz in defense of Manda Omar Guda, and here the other Manda Omar doesn't accept that, and therefore he's going his way. The Mechitza therefore must mean Plukta, therefore Kosel is necessary because you haven't mentioned Kosel until now, and now you have to build a Kosel. But now we have the Kasha that we're going to use against him that he's going to answer, but on Amid Aleph, on Beis Amid Beis, that became the kasha that allowed the other shita to think not to learn pshat plukta. So what we ask, Elamai now, Elamai plukta, Yachi shavatzulasas machitza. Why say shavatzulasas machitza? It's a verbose way to speak. Shavatzulasas mibayle. Say they wanted to divide, not they wanted to make a division. Again, this is what on earlier Amud, that was the kasha that led the other shita to learn other way in terms of the grammar of the Mishnah. But in this lashon, the Gemara has an answer. Kedam b'inshi, it's a matter of speech. Ta ben navid plukta. Let's go and make a division. So you can speak that way sometimes. People, it's colloquial. It's a colloquial usage of saying, let's divide. You can say, let's make a division. Okay, so be it. The Mishnah is using that type of expression. Rashi says, Kevan de Ratsu Lachlok. Right, this is according to this Lishna Achrina, that it was Ratsu Lachlok, Kaman Parach, my ear, your Ratsu, Philo Ratsu, Harein Yichon Lachav Zezeh. So what do you need their consent? They could force the division. Bonim Kosel Shalavonim, Guda Kosel Avonim, Ubechatze Shiesh Badin Chaluka. This is the suggestion that why not say it means Guda like Mechitza Sakerem? And it's a chatzis sheish b'din chaluka, the alkachin chokim. Oh no, the chatzis sheish b'din chaluka, the alkachin chokim, and then, right, the alkachin chokim, and then the agreement was regarding the wall. But it's only because of the ratsu on the wall, the time of the ratsu, shehisnu choka b'kosel avanim, that they made a specific agreement to divide up with his kosel avanim. It's interesting, Rashi's mashma that the ratsu gufa had in mind kosel avanim. That's a little bit of a shtickle deal that we discussed once before, was the Ratz was specifically having in mind Avonim. That's the Russian is Choka Bekoso Avonim. Ho lo Ratzo in Mechaibinoso El Mesipus Yalma. So that would mean Hezek Riyah is Rosh Mehezek. Okay, the Gemara says, and according to the Shita, that it means Plukta, because we don't like the other suggestion, because it should have said Bonim Oso. So why does it say now Ratzo Lassus Mechitza Kedami Inchi Tirutso? This is the Teretz, how to punctuate the words of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Now we're up to now the Shita of Hezek Rishmei Hezek, and we're learning up Shat in the Mishnah that Ratzu Lassus Machitza means they wanted to make a division. That's how people speak. They wanted to divide the Shutfis, and then they have no choice but to build a Kosel. Fact the Gemara. The E Hezek Rishmei Hezek, if now assuming Hezek Rishmei Hezek, they have no choice but to build the wall. So my Iria Ratzu, Afilo Lo Ratzu Nami. So why does the Mishnah talk about it was Ratzu Asas Mechitza, even if they wanted to make a division, even without that, they can force it. So why does it only talk about a case that was Ratzu? According to the Shita, that Ratzu means they wanted to make a Mechitza Eguda that was Ratzu on the Kosel and has to be a Lo Shmei Hezek. Has to be a Shmei Hezek, then Lamaisa, you can force a division, and then Mamele, you build a wall. Why is Ratzu Asas Mechitza? Amar Vasya Mabel Chanan. As we all know, Mishnasenu kishein ba din chaluka, behu deratzu. We're talking about a small chatzah that does not have the requisite amount that would allow each person to have the dalet amis, and that's why you need ratzu to make this chaluka. Shein ba din chaluka, Rashi says ches amis lo yachlok. Now, the Gemara says as follows: My kamash malan. Now here's a shahu thing of Girsos here. Let's see as we have it in our Gemara. My kamash malan. What is the Mishnah telling us? The reispe din chaluka ki ratzu palgi. That when it's small and that small that it doesn't have, not divisible for each one to have the dalet amis, when they have ratzu, they can split it. The Bach takes it out and goes with the Girsa that you have the dibur maskav tosfos. My kamash malan b'she'em b'din chaluka. We'll see soon in tosfos inside. But the Gemara's words are suggesting, what is the chidush? The chidush that without a sizable chatzar, when they have them to agreeing on dividing, then they divide. But you don't need the chidush to be stated here. Tanina emasai b'sman she'en shteyem rotzim. The very same Mishnah later that talks about a chatzar she'en b'din chaluka says, when is it that you can't divide it if it doesn't have that minimum shiur? It's only if they don't consent. So the Gemara's words are mashma like this, that the Mishnah is telling us a chidush that, in fact, the Gemara, not pshita, but we have that chidush already stated in the later Mishnah. And what is that chidush? The chidush is that if they both agree to divide a small chatzar, they can do so. So there's obviously something strange about this, to say ma'ika mashmalan, for a number of reasons. First of all, ma'ika mashmalan, obviously, kamashmalan what? Hezek v'yishmei hezek. This is what Tosis and the Ramban, everyone is going to wonder about this. What do you mean ma'ika mashmalan? So the way that we have to learn it up, and we'll see soon inside, the Gemara would mean as follows. Ma'ika mashmalan, in the fact that you chose to talk about a case that is specific to Ein B'Din Chalukah, you must be telling me, incidentally, Agaburcha, another chiddush. What's the other chiddush? Now, Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek would be the same chiddush, L'chayra, at least where we are right now, whether it's small chatzar, Ein B'Din Chalukah, or big chatzar, Yesh B'Din Chalukah. Meanwhile, we have the chiddush, Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, once they agree to divide, they have no choice but to build the wall together. But by selecting the case to discuss, where the chatzar is small, and you had to have them agree to divide, apparently there's an incidental chiddush that we see here, that if you have something small, but they agree to divide it, they may do so. And that is apparently called a chiddush. And the question is, not that it's pashut, but that you don't need to tell me that chiddush incidentally tucked away in our Mishnah Daf Beis, you can see that mefurish in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Why bechlal is that a chiddush? That obviously is also strange. I mean, if they want to do it, they'll do it. They'll do what they want to do. So there's a few ways that we could suggest. We'll see maybe in the lesson of the Ran, but maybe a simple thing is what we find in the Yad Raman, Daf Yud Aleph, and that Mishnah that says, Bizman Shashneim Rotsim, he says, you might think it's about Tashchis situation. If something is not going to have its normal function when you divide it, it's very small, it's not just the case of Chatzah, whatever the case may be, when you break it into two parts, no one's going to really have very much to do with it. So you have something that has a lot of potential, a lot of function in the situation that is right now as one unit. You break into two units, and it's not just half and half. It's suddenly everything is compromised in terms of what you can do. So maybe that's a violation, he says, about Tashchis, to take something which is usable to whatever extent, and now you're creating through their decision, mutual decision, maybe it's not allowed, maybe it's baltashkes. So says the Yad Ramah, it's interesting. So that's what he thinks could be the chiddush. That's his lashon here in Daf Yud Aleph. Bizman sheshneim rotsim rachok afil b'pachas yachloko v'lek mishum baltashkes. Interesting. Now, Taka, why isn't it baltashkes? Now, you could think carefully, why not? I mean, if they want to do it, it's not baltashkes. Baltashkes is only if you totally remove and you know, there's no function at all. I don't know. But either way, the Gemara is assuming that there is a chidush that the Mishnah is meramis to, is hinting to, but you don't need the Mishnah here to tell it to me. I have it from the later Mishnah. Yeah, yeah?
I was just going to say that sounds a lot like the question that Donnie and Will were asking at the end of last year about, you might say, how can you be mechalik and shutfus and chatzar in dalazeh, if the shimush is not going to be lived?
Yeah, so that's it. And it's true for all the examples in the Mishnah. You're obviously compromising what you can use it for. I mean, we saw yesterday with the Ramban, it's a pirik masa now it can use, but you can't use it for the function that you had before, for the activities. Okay, so the Gemara is asking, so it's talking about a case of Ein B'Din Chalukah v'Udarat. So my kamash malan, in fact, the Gemara, what's the chiddush in specifically talking about this case? When you want to inform us about Hezek Riyah, is Shmei Hezek, why inform us in this case of a chatzar she'ein b'kdei chalukah? Because mistama, you want me to know this other point, this other chiddush, the chiles b'din chalukah kiratzu palgi, but that doesn't need to be taught to us here, even as an incidental chiddush, because Tanina, we have the Mishnah later that says it explicitly. This is how we're reading the Gemara. And there's other ways to read it, but this is a chayra how we're going to go. We'll see from the mashmos of Tosis and with the Maran and all. Now comes the teretz of the Gemara. And this is, again, we have to think carefully how to read these words. And for the Gemara, so again, what's the question? The question is this incidental chiddush that apparently the Mishnah is out to tell us because it chose to teach us the din of Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek in specifically a case of a small chatzah sheba din chaluka, which sounds like it's coming to tell me the very halacha itself, that when you have a small chatzah or small anything, and the two partners agree to dissolve the partnership and divide it up, that's a viable option, as opposed to, let's say, sticking together as shutfin, or what we call sometimes good or agud, which means that one buys the other out. These are sugyas later in the perek, that therefore one ends up having it all, and the other one gets, you know, paid off for his share, as opposed to saying, no, we both agreed to separate and divide it, and we'll divide it. So there's a chiddush here, apparently, that they can agree. Maybe we'll say it's not about tashkis, it's not whatever, whatever other chiddushim you'll say. But says the Gemara, all of that I know already from the Mishnah of Yud Aleph. So that's, so our kasha comes back. So why do I need the Mishnah to discuss the case of Ein Badin Chalukah in order to tell us about Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek? My kamash malon, if it's that, that they can agree to divide something small and they can, and it's okay, we know that also. Says the Gemara, no, but Imei Hasam Hava Mina Afilu Pachas Mikan V'Mesipas Bialma Kamash Malon Hacha Kosa. What does this mean? If from over there, Daf Yud Aleph, I would say even less than Kedei Chalukah V'Mesipas Bialma, you would divide with a small marker but not with a Kosa. And here we're telling me that you divide with a Kosa. So what the Gemara means, let's track our steps, it means that you would think that when you had a small chatzar and you divided it, you would not require a kosa. Now, what does that mean? You wouldn't divide it, you wouldn't a kosa. But we're saying hezek v'yishmei hezek. So, stomach that means, yeah, but maybe not in this case. Maybe I wouldn't be able to demand a kosa by Ein Bagdei Chalukah. In other words, if I would have spoken about a case of a large chatzar, then I would think that in a case of a small chatzar, when they would agree to divide it, you would not have to build a kosa. You could just get away with a small marker, mesipas. Why would that be? I'm clearing the Gemara. Why? Why would you think mesipas? So, let's just wait another second and just read another line. Kamashmo and Hachakos. Says the Gemara, okay, V'lisni ha v'lo lisni hach. So then, why do you need the Mishnah Yud Aleph? Now, everything that you need to know, meanwhile, you're learning that in the case of a small chatzar, you can have them agree, and if you have them agree, then what? Then it's okay to divide. And meanwhile, you also have the chiddush that you divided with a kosel. For some reason, that's a chiddush as well. But meanwhile, there's more information in our Mishnah than Daf Yud Aleph. Because Daf Yud Aleph, what I know is that if they agree, they can divide. But if it says over here that if it's Ratsu, they can divide, and it's with a kosel, so I know everything that you have in Daf Yud Aleph plus something more. So what do you need the Mishnah to say explicitly in Daf Yud Aleph? That if they agree, you can divide. Says the Gemara, in a chinami, that's not needed for itself. It's needed for the case that even if they agree, they can't divide it. And what's that? That's one particular case, as this says in the Sefer there. Sefer, tzvichalei v'kisvi ha-kodesh, afa pisha shneim rotsim lo yachloku. If they own jointly a scrolls of Tanakh, and now they want to divide the shutfis, so even if they agree to do it in such a way that they'll cut a particular part of the scroll at a certain urea, let's say between Yeshua and Shoftim or whatever, so you'll get from Bereshis to whatever, and you'll get from that, those Sfarim, Treyasar, and on, whatever. Can't do it. It's Bizayon and Kisvi HaKodesh to do that. Rashi says, Kisvi HaKodesh, Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Krach Echad, B'chein Evi Maksuvim, Maksuvim, B'gilyon, Kisvei Torah. So they have these scrolls that even agree, even if they both mutually agree to it, they don't divide it. So it comes out in the Gemara that according to this Lashon, the Iker Chiddush is Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. The choice to talk about a case of a small chatzar, and that's where it was Ratsu, So meanwhile, we have an incidental chidush that they can agree and then it's okay to divide. But that chidush really we would know from Daf Yud Aleph. So you wouldn't need this mishnah to talk about that specific case to tell me that incidental chidush. But the answer is because you would think maybe were I not to talk about this case, Ugabi has agreed, I would think the Mesipas B'Alma for some reason. So now it tells me that in that case, that they're Ratsu and they can divide, that they divide with a Koso. But now that I know that, I also know that if they agree to divide, they can divide. So in a Chanami, you wouldn't need the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph to tell me that detail, but the reason it says it is because it tells him something further, that Kisvei HaKodesh, even if they agree, they can't divide anything. So now let's revisit that one line of Gemara. That, so the choice to discuss the case of Ein Bakdei Chalukah is because were I to discuss the case of Yesh Bakdei Chalukah, the big chatzer to tell me Hezekria, then I would say in the case of Ein Bakdei Chalukah, it would only require what? A, Mesipas Nanakosa. Why? So before knowing anything on this page, we can pull out from our memory, hopefully, a Tosis on Beis on the Days that referenced this issue. Tosis Beis on the Days, when the Gemara first introduces this pshat as part of its Shaka V'Tarya within the other Savrua, and the Gemara says, Eima Mechitza Plukta, and that if it's Ratsu on the Plukta, then bonus Akosa Bal Karchan. So Tosis Dibar Maskel V'Kevan and Beis on the Days, right away, reminds us what the Gemara says Amid later, that the Gemara is going to explain the case to be Ein Bakdei Chalukah, and Tosis has this Kasha V'Tema L'Ri, that I might knock a tandem masnisin bein bakdein chalukah with ratsu, just talk about, forget ratsu, talk about yesh b'di chalukah and the din of hezek v'yishmei hezek. And Tosis gives the teretz with the tirates. The kamash malan the following, that one could have thought that bein bakdein chalukah, the person who's going along with the agreement to divide the shutfis, might make the argument that my agreement was limited and conditional. Ki yisratsoi, Lachlok, only that there won't have to be a war. I don't want to have to share in course of a war. And you can only divide because of my consent, and my consent was limited in scope. I'm not sure Lassus Guda, but Lassus Guda Lois Metzai. So this L'chaira is a svara that we struggled at the time to understand what it means exactly. Mehechatesa, what is the Ritzoy on the wall, on the division have to do with the requirement of building a wall for Ezek Ria? L'chaira, one shaykhas to the other. You don't hear him making a t'nai. Suddenly he screams, I only agreed on that. So we had to say, Pshat if you remember. But either way, there is such a svara of kiyas ratzai. So that would be possibly what to plug into this Gemara. Right? The Gemara svara, that imei hasam hava amina, afil pachas mekam b'sibas b'yalma. Why? Because of that svara Tosis mentions on the Amud before. Now, is that in fact how Tosis learns Pshat over here? There's a whole tumult in the Maram and the Mashah and the whole Shah had to read the Gears of Tosis. So let's go right into the Tosis. Dive right in on the top Tosis. But so far, Halt Chesh been outside. Everyone with us? The line of Gemara, we just read, within the sheet of Savrua Maimachitza Plukta. And the Gemara explains the cases of Ein Bakdei Chalukah. The Gemara says, Maika Mashmalon, that what? That if they agree, they can divide. We know that from Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says, no, that the Chiddush would be, Mehasam Minam Mesipas, Pachas Mikam Mesipas. If I would not have our Mishnah speaking by Ein Bakdei Chalukah and telling me the Ratsu, then I would think that by a case of a Ratsu, by Ein Bakdei Chalukah, they wouldn't have to need a Koso. I'm trying to understand what that means, and we're trying to maybe suggest the Svar the Tosis gave earlier. Is that in fact what the Gemara means here? That's the whole Shaila in the Gears and Tosis. Let's see. The Gemara's words are, "My kamash malon, b'sh Ein Bakdei Chalukah." Okay, so that we have, the words in our Gemara are not exactly that. Maika Mashmalan, what do we have in front of us? Maika Mashmalan, what? Yeah. So the Bach took that out those words, right? Maika Mashm dechilespa din chaluka kiratsu palgi tnina. So what did the Bach write on that? Tuf Aleph Mem. Does anyone know what that abbreviation is? You might as well know it now. You see it in the Bach quite often. He's deleting the words. Okay, that's my hint. No. Tevos, Elu, Mechukos. Good. Okay, so now you learned something, okay? Besides anything else, Taf Aleph Mem, you see in Hagos Agra sometimes, Hagos Abach, also. He's taking out those words. Delete. Tevos, Elu, Mechukos. And he says, Gires HaSatosus, and he tells you the words in Tosus, Kishein Badin Chaluk. Okay, but Maisa, it's the same. Comes down to the same idea, though. Let's just see. Maika Mashwan b'she'im b'din chaluka. So what's the chidush of im b'din chaluka that they agree that they'll divide? Maika Mashmalan afagav de kamashmalan de shmei hezik. What does Gemara mean? Maika Mashmalan. The chidush is shmei hezik. B'hachi pirusha. What the Gemara means is as follows. Maika Mashmalan, and this is why the words may be fit better. Tosis, but my the airi b'im b'din chaluka. And there would be af, and how should you reach? Which should you read? The brackets or the parentheses? No, the brackets. In other words, why discuss for hezek ria purposes to tell me shmei hezek this scenario of a small chatzer, and then you have to come onto the ratsu for them to agree to divide? Just talk about the case of a big chatzer. When you can force the division on the other and say the same halacha, and why does the hezek yishmei hezek have to be brought out to the fore in the scenario of a ratzu lasus machitza, meaning ratzu lasus division? Okay, now we get into the question of the girsa. As we read it here, tema, this is how the mashah has, tema, so but I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Hakamash malan, dafil be'embog de chaluka. Tosus says, so why is it such a question? The answer should be simple. Pull out the ri on beis on beis. And that's the reason why it has to pay. So that would be a very simple answer to Gemara's kasha. Which means, according to this reading, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said something else. That I would think misipas bi'alma. But Tosus says, I have a pshat. I'll just say what the ri said. The maram is magia. Umishani or the tirates. So according to the Maram, Tosis is mamish putting into the Gemara, mamish what we said, machave. In other words, the Gemara says, the words of the Gemara, well, you would think, if I had to talk about Yeshba kedei chaluka, then I would think by imba kedei chaluka, there would be no requirement for a kosa, it would be sufficient with a mesibas. Why? Umishani or vitirates hakamashmon that you made a chukah diko mem ki amnas gaskud goes retzai, because I would think otherwise that since he needed his consent to agree to divide the shutfis, say he'll say ah, but my consent was only limited in scope. I didn't agree that there should be a kosel. So that gufa is vitirates. That's according to the Maram. That would be vitirates that the Gemara's teretz. But then the Maram just struggles on another issue because the Maisa. This is all telling yourselves in the Gemara itself. Because the Ri, at the very end of that Tosus based on the base, says, the Yesh Svarim, after the Ri gives his teretz to the Kasha, as if it was Tosus Kasha and Tosus teretz, the Yesh Svarim, the Makshin of the teretz came lehedya b'shulish maiti. What did Tosus mean when he says, Yesh Svarim, the Makshin of the teretz came lehedya b'shulish maiti? The Shulish maiti, the end of the Sugya, in the Hemshacha Gemara, at the end, the Gemara actually spells out this very question and answer. This somewhat depends on what you have in the parentheses coming up in the Gemara. We'll skip it, but this Lishna Achrina, this whole parenthesis coming up. So exactly, do we read it and do we read any part of it? If you look carefully, you know, so it's, yeah, for the first part is going to be what's coming up after the parentheses is over, the Kanu Miyado, and then you have Ad Ashmi'inan. You see those words? Go down two lines from when the parentheses opens. And you see what you see in that Gemara. Adi Hashemina b'shem b'din chaluka v'hu deratzu. See, you have here this kasha that we're gleaning, in, that we're reading into the words of our Gemara based on the Tosus that we just read on the top. It's very clearly what these parentheses are saying. Adi Hashemina b'shem b'din chaluka v'hu deratzu l'shemina b'yesh b'din chaluka afgab d'lo ratzu. I Hashemina b'yesh b'din chaluka afgab d'lo ratzu avamina sh'im b'din chaluka v'hu ratzu nami lo kamash malan. I would think even Ratsu doesn't work. Anyway, the Maram has to figure out what Tosis meant when he said Yesvarim. I mean, Yesvarim, the Garasi, this is the Gemara. According to Tosis Dav Gimel, it's Mamish the Gemara. Yesvarim, the Garasi. We just, if the Masha was right, that Tosis is a Vitein Masha, okay, so this is not the Gersa that we just read, is not the Riyan Dav Beis on the Beis. Maybe there was another version, that maybe what in the Lishnachrina, in the parentheses. Yeah, so that's what the Maram struggles with at the end. If you wade your way through the Maram, you'll see that at the very end. That's his Ha'ara. But either way, the Maram's Girsa in Tosis was not the Tema like we have, but rather the Tirates or Mashani. The Ramban has a different reading of this line of Gemara. But the Gemara says that if I would talk about a case of Yeshbog de Chaluka to tell me Hezek Yishmei Hezek, that's the question that we're reading into the Gemara, right? That was Kosa's question of Beis on the Beis. Question, that may be what the Gemara is asking here, the way we're interpreting right now, and that's what Tosas seemed to say on the top Tosas right here, right? But the Gemara is saying, my kamashmalan, da da da. What the Mar means is my kamashmalan is Tosis read the my da ayba be'em b'dim chaluka. Right. That's what Tosis is reading in not in the parentheses and what we just read in the Gemara. So what's the terrace of the Gemara? That if I did that, then what would I think by em b'dim chaluka? You don't need a wall. Why not? So the T rates because of kiyas vatsai, because of that stuff. The Ramban says something. He plugs in something else, and the Ran says it as well. Before he gets to the other pshat that he says at the end, but he goes with this. He says as follows. Let's look at the Ramban. Umay kamashmalan. The afagav. The lesbet in chaluka kiratsu palgi. That's closer to what we have in our Gemara, right? By the way, right? The Dibur Maskan and the Ramban. Perush. My kamashmalan, ki katani la bechatzah she'im b'din chaluka, u b'sharatzah lachlok, lisnai bechatzah she'yesh b'din chaluka, b'sharatzah lachlok, kofen ezer, luvenos kosel, be'emza, de'ezek yish me'ezek. So this is, mamish, what we learned, right? This is how we learned the Gemara's kash. Why talk about a case of embo de chaluka to tell me hezek yish me'ezek? Tell me the same chiddush by a larger chatzah. Ella ha'asrashminan, he's reading in Mamish through the way we had it. Ella ha'asrashminan, agavurche. It must be telling me, incidentally, a chidush, the afagav de lefim chaluka, kiratsu palgi, tnina. Now, don't learn pshat, my kamashmalan, I shouldn't say it at all, because you have to tell me hezek yishmei hezek. Okay. Says the Gemara in response, imei hasam, hava mina, msibas bi'alma. Fekta Ramban, ikal medak. What do you mean, msibas bi'alma? What do you mean, msibas bi'alma? Hold hezek ria. Shmei Ezek, that's the major question. What can Mar mean Mesibas B'Alma? Okay. There was a whole other pshat in the Gemara then Mesibas B'Alma means something else. You might think over there you're going to mean Mesibas. But we're talking as Shmei Ezek, so of course you would know what's missing. I know with a large chatzar you have to build whether they like it or not, you can impose Chalukah and Ezek via Shmei Ezek. Now if I have a small chatzar and they agree to divide, so me same thing, Ezek via Shmei Ezek. Why would I think otherwise? We hold Shmei Ezek. So first the Ramban says, well, yes, but maybe I could argue that you could get away with the Hezek Re'iyah to solve it with a flimsier type of a wall. Mesipas doesn't mean a Mesipas that wouldn't take care of Hezek Re'iyah, it just means it wouldn't be a strong Hezek Re'iyah wall, Hezek Re'iyah proof wall. Iko mema tregavni mesipas iko baholes behezekriya el shudakin hutzavadafna. It would be a hutzavadafna type of a hezekriya wall. So it's a very poor excuse of a wall to take care of hezekriya. Okay, that's what the Ramban starts with, but he doesn't like that, and he says the following. Now here's where we really can see a different picture than what Tosa said. What did Tosa say? Or at least for the Maram, the Tirates, that you would have thought not that by Ebog de Chaluka you don't have to build a wolf as a kriya ishme ezek, but he has the right to claim, I only agreed to divide if there won't be a wolf. That was Tosis for the Maran. Listen to the Maran, let's notice the difference. V'leis, alachi pirusha. Ime hasam havamina v'mesipa sagya v'chatsa she'em b'din chaluka. And therefore, what would I be left with? V'afilu havikatani masnis in hezek v'yashmei hezek v'chatsa she'yesh b'din chaluka. Had the Mishnah spoken about the shmei hezek of a large chatser, Hava amina lo shmei hezek b'she'em b'din chaluka. Ooh. We're not saying that there's some kind of a new angle that the person who consented will be able to hold his own and say, I only agreed if there won't be a wall. That's not what the Gemara means at all. The Gemara means that I would say that the nature of a small chatzer does not lend itself to hezekri at all. It's not habitable for people to really live and do things in. Kamashmal and kosel, which means there is a hezekiah issue at stake. Now, Hamevin Yavin, that this Ramban has a little bit to do with the Ramban from yesterday and 2 days ago. But not exactly, just fine-tune it a little bit. Because we've already seen a Ramban that notices a reason to think about a small chatzer as less shayach to inyan called hezek ri'iyah. And where do we see such a Ramban? In connection to what? In connection to what Rabbos say? To the Gemara earlier on Beis on the Beis, when the Gemara says Tashma, and the Gemara wanted to prove from that Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, in Chokin, it's a chatzer sheheba dalet ames lezeh. Ha yesh ba dalet ames lezeh, Chokin, my lav, the kosel, what kind of a havamina did he have? My love, the kosel. So Rabban has a whole pshat shtickle Torah, the second pshat of the Rabban, that is. The Rabban says like this, that when you have a large chatzer, so then you can demand a kosel. When you have a small chatzer, you could still demand a division, but not a kosel. My nafkamina, what's the difference between small chatzer and large chatzer? Here you can demand a kosel, you can't. And the Rabban explains, because a large chatzer is used not just for unloading, it's used for activities and functions, and that's where hezek ri'iyah plays a role, whereas a small chatzer is just used for piruk masa, he calls it, which doesn't really have a hezek ri'iyah issue associated with it. And then we had a lot to discuss based on the Ramban, how could the Ramban say such a thing within the Maksha, what about the very Mishnah itself and the Afyad Aleph and the whole context of that sentence, and how could you win such a pshat in the Mishnah, what about the Aveis, where Ratzu? Okay, we're not going to chazer that, right? But meanwhile, what do I see in that Ramban? Already an inkling of a svara that hezek ri'iyah is more pronounced where?
In
a large chatzer. Now, let's look at the fine print here, because it's not exactly the same. But what the Ramban is saying here is somewhat similar. Ramban is reading into the Gemara second. The Gemara is reading into the Gemara that the Gemara is suggesting that if the Mishnah would have been discussing hezek ri'iyah shmei hezek by a large chatzer, I'm imposing the division, then I would think that in a small chatzer you would not have to build a wall. It would be enough with a mesipas. Why? Because it's not really habitable. It's not really hezek ri'iyah. That's, so again, a similar idea that maybe a small chatzer doesn't have hezek ri'iyah associated. It really is very different. Because when the Ramban said it earlier, he was saying, in what situation of a small chatzer don't you have to build a kosel for hezek ri'iyah?
When it's not ratzu.
Exactly. And it's not Ratzu knows that Havamina, that Maksha were thinking that you could force a chaluka even by a small chatzer, but not to the extent that you can get a koso out of it. You can force a division with a mesipas. But if it's Ratzu, that's the Mishnah. That with Ratzu you have a right to get a chatzer, to get a koso. And we explained the whole cheshbon, if you remember, not everyone explained everything, but the idea was that when you're demanding a chalukah, you don't get an entitlement with a schus to have a hezek ri'iyah proof share. But when it's a ratzu, then you get from the ratzu a right to do whatever you think in your mind you want to do with that space, which therefore does entitle you to the hezek ri'iyah proof share. Whereas it's coming unilaterally to impose it, then you can't pull out of this forced chalukah that you're leveraging to be able to have it for anything more than what generally it's designed for. That was the hezbollah that we gave. But that's all within the Makshad of before, where we saw that when it's a Ratsu, there would be, in fact, the basis to have a wall. What we have here is somewhat different. Here's where the Ramban Svar here is not identical with before, because here we're saying in the Gemara that the Gemara is saying that if it didn't speak about a case of a small chatzar of Eimba Din Chalukah, then I would think that in that case, there'd be no requirement for a wall, even by Ratsu. What's the difference? What accounts for the different discrepancy? So we medayik in the Lashon of the Ramban, you can tell me. Why earlier when the Ramban suggested his pshat, did he allow for the fact that a Ratsu would require a wall by a small chatzah? And here in this line of Gemara, when he's explaining the Gemara's Svara, he's assuming that even a Ratsu would require a wall by a small chatzah. What accounts for that discrepancy? So, what do you say?
Isn't it just a halakha?
It is. Either way, it's happened before too. Yeah. But I'm saying, but I'm noticing that the Svar of the Ramban is very much in the same vein. Again, first we notice the similarities, then we notice the fine print. They're not identical. But just notice that this Ramban Svar is, you know, we've seen something similar before. That the Ramban has put out a Svar that Hezek Ria, you can feel, is less of a concern where it's a smaller chatzah. The Ramban said it there to explain what the Maksha was thinking and asking his Kasha to prove as Bir Shmei Hezek. He had a whole cheshbon to learn Pshat in the Mishnah in such a way that would mean that if I'm unilaterally imposing Chalukah, which according to the Maksha, I could do it even by a less, a smaller Chatzah, but not with a Kosa, because it's only designed for unloading and not for using beyond that. Again, and here the Ramban is saying something similar, but the difference being that here, even by a Ratsu, I might think, had the Mishnah not spoken about a case of a small chatzar, I would think that there'd be no halacha to build a kosel by a small chatzar. But notice the Lashon of the Ramban. Before he said, because if you are not, you're imposing chalukah, you cannot expect to have a hezek re-approved shear by a small chatzar, which is really generally only used for piruk mas. Here, Ramban has a different lashon. What does Ramban say? Why would you think to be no hezek ria by a small chatzar? What is lashon? It's not right. It's not habitable. It's not for diras adam. It's not diras adam. No hezek ria is irrelevant. So I think that with Ramban's formulation is very deliberate in his language, and that's why the Ramban is not going to leave room for distinction ratsu or not ratsu. Let me explain. If the issue is what type of a schus can I extract out of this chalukah, so then there's room to distinguish between ratsu and lo ratsu. If I'm imposing the chalukah, assuming that I can do that by a small chatzar, but all I can impose on you is to have two shears of an unloading zone, and I cannot extract from this imposed chalukah, this imposed division, that I should have a schus to also say, I'm going to use it for other activities and I want to have the freedom not to be watched. Can't do that. I can't get that out of a chalukah that I'm imposing on you. That's true if it's imposed. But if it's a ratsu, that means that we're agreeing to divide. So now the idea of agreeing to divide means that I'm going to be able to have that freedom to define what I want to use this chatzar, small, that it might, albeit a small chatzar, what I want to use it for. And if I think out of the ratsu that I want to have it for something more than just unloading, then I should be entitled to have a wall between us. That's why the Ramban's svara allows for distinguishing between a ratsu and a low ratsu earlier. Because it's about, again, it's about what can I get out of this chalukah, whether I can get an entitlement that allows me to say that I'm entitled to have a shear that I want to use for my activities without being interfered by your looking at me. So when it's unilateral, I can't say that. The chalukah can't give me that extra pipe dream I have to use it for more than unloading, because that's not what it's usually used for. But if it's ratsu, ratsu means that everyone is be able to do what they want. That comes out of the ratsu. Whereas over here, the Ramban's language is different. The Gemara is saying that without discussing explicitly the case of a ratsu on an eimba din chalukah, I would think that that very case, with the ratsu and all, wouldn't require a wall because it's simply not habitable. That's not to be entitled. It's hezek ria is not on the radar screen. It's not habit. It's not diras adam. So this accounts why the Ramban's language is what it is over here. Again, it's the same. There's a similar way of looking at the fact that an Ein Bagdei Chalukah, small chatzah, shouldn't have a zikriya, but the nuances are important. Before, the Ramban would allow for ratzu to be different. And here we're saying it even within a ratzu, it still might be not shaykh to have zikriya. I'll give you the obvious nafka mina, right? When I spoke at the Ramban from yesterday, so I gave you a muscle. What would be if you have a gag, hasamuch, l'chatzah? Less than Dalet al Dalet. Would Rav Nachman's din apply that the Baal HaGag has to create a mica not to look into the chatzah? Yeah. So according to the Ramban of earlier, based on the base, what would be the din? He would, because this guy is poor, he's small chatzah, but he uses it for what he uses it, and there's no distinction. He wants to be protected. He has the right to be protected. Hezek Riyah, Hachakas Nezikin is in order, and the Baal HaGag has to build something. But the way the Ramban is saying now, within the Svar, the Ramban is saying now in this line of Gemara, it would be not required for the Baal HaGag to make a Maika. In the same way that the Baal HaChatzah doesn't have to make a Maika that he should look into the Gag. Why doesn't he have to make a protection not to look into the Gag? Because the Gag is not used. It's not Dira Sada. People don't live on the roof. People don't do things on the roof. So the Baal HaGag doesn't need protection and doesn't deserve it, and the Baal HaChatzah doesn't have to protect him in any way. So the way the Ramban is saying now, a small chatzah would be no different than a gag. It's just not used for shemesh, period. It's not dira. So then the din would be, if a small chatzah next to a gag, the Baal HaGag wouldn't have to do anything to protect looking into the chatzah. Because it's a different svara here. It's beyond what the Ramban said in an earlier line of Gemara in the Gemara's in the Maksha before. Okay, so both say it's a clear so it's interesting how the Ramban here is somewhat connected but not exactly identical to earlier. Look in the Ran, basically the Ran has the same basic pshat here, just mentioned something a little bit more than the Ramban in terms of what the Chiddush might be regarding dividing. He says a word on that, but basically the Ran says the same thing. Regarding what the Chiddush could be, the Agav Orche, the Ran says that they can't say, I didn't really mean it. I didn't think I could handle it. He concerned wants to retract on it. The Kamash one, he can't retract. And then as far as the other, Imi Hassam says around the same thing as the Ramban. His Lashon is not as sharp as the Ramban. The Ramban's Lashon was what? It's not Asu Diras Aga. The Ran's lashon is mitoch she'en osu etashmish kol kach lo shmehezik. And even, but again, even though there's ruts, if it tells you emedin chaluka v'kamash v'an kosel she'av ba ikamishim hezik v'iyah. Okay, who has questions? I think maybe Barak Noam still from before. Yeah, still.
No, I was going to say I think that what Rabbi was
okay.
Up with.
Fine, are you?
I understand that the Ramban and the Ran, their lashon is mamish that hezek riyah is not, it's not considered an actionable damage in a small chatzah.
That's what I would have said.
And the Maharam explains it based on the fact that he says, I could have said that I only meant the masifas. Why can't you explain that the svar of the Ran and the Ramban is what he means? I mean, the reason that claim of saying I only want the masifas is because hezek riyah lashma hezek. Otherwise, who?
No. Kis ratzai is a svara. That you need me to go along for this division. I'm holding hostage. I give my consent in a more limited way, either called conditional, called limited. Ad kedei kach. And then we had a whole way to explain
right.
It.
Why do you have to say it that way, though? I'm saying.
No, but that's what the words are saying. Ki yisrat tzai, shalom, nasa asad gula. That ki yisrat tzai is its own svar. It's not the Ramban. Ki yisrat tzai is one mahalach, and the Ramban is a different mahalach. No two ways about it. No. I mean, ki yisratzai, the svar of Tosis is not, it's a different way of speaking. Ki yisratzai, it's like the guy says, you don't, if otherwise you don't need ki yisratzai, it's not ki yisratzai, it's not the word about what he says, I agree this much, it's not about him. Hezek Riyah does not relate, who cares, the small chutz, finished. Because it's not generally. What do you have to put words in this guy's mouth who agreed? It's not about the consent being more limited. It's about the nature of the space. Total different focus. Hear well. According to Tosus, the Nakuda is, the way the Rambam learns Tosus, the Tirets, that in a small chatzer, since the Ratsu is not going to hold back the din of, you know, in theory has a kriya, by a small chatzer doesn't seem to be so much different. Tosus is not acknowledging that there's a difference in the nature of the small chatzer, less has a kriya. It's about the Ratsu being conditional or limited in scope. I only agreed on these terms, not on those terms. I only agree that there wouldn't be. Now, obviously, we put Rav Nachum in, it's a little more nuanced. Rav Nachum's idea that we said that why do you want to say Hezek Rishmei Hezek? Because you want to have a good Shia that comes out of the Chalukah that's unhindered by Hezek Riyah. Yeah, but if I'm telling you that I'm agreeing for you to have your Shia and my Shia, I'm telling you, I don't want you to have Ad Kedei Kach, a perfect Shia. The imperfect Shia. My agreement for the Chalukah was you'll only have a Shia, but it will be a Shia that will have a little bit of an interference of Hezek Riyah. Good, but that's why it can connect. That's why the two issues are connected. My agreement to the Chalukah and the question of the Kosel. Otherwise, why would one be holding hostage the other? That is what we gave the explanation, if you recall, for Tosis. Be it as it may, but it's a function of this person saying my Ritzur was limited. According to Ramban, it's not about that at all. According to Ramban Niran, it's about the Mitzius of a small chatzer does not lend itself to Hezek Riyah. That's why I would think, even by Ratsu, there would be no, not because of the Ratsu Shabbat. It's because of the chatzer being too small. And notwithstanding the Ratsu, but the fact remains that it's a small chatzer, it doesn't have Hezek Riyah. Everyone here, I hope it's clear, the Ramban Tosis is different, very different reading of the Gemara, of that line of Gemara. No? One second, is it clear? Yeah? Chevra, yeah, go.
The lesson of the Maram is that when I agreed to split with you, not necessarily, didn't we want to say what we explained was that I agreed to a wall,
The agreement was to split. The agreement was to split the shudfis. Okay. But my agreement to shudfis is only that when we get each our own share of the chatzar, there won't have to be a wall in between us. Okay, any other questions? Please, don't be bashful, no? No? Did you run up the Rabban well in Seder? Now it's good? It's clear? Yeah. Okay, ready for the next Gemara? Yeah? Start on it? Good, so we're going to skip the parentheses. We're going to move already down. This is a big sugya. We'll try to just get our feet wet. It's going to take a few days, but just to get our feet wet in the next part. Unless you might feel like we can't, we'll start a little bit. If we have a little extra time, we can see what we'll do. But let's at least try to get a little bit. Chalapachas, just to get wet our appetite a little bit here. This is a big inyan. The Mayu Kimto Masnisin. So the Gemara now, we're going to go right after the parentheses. The Mayu Kimto Masnisin. So how have you established, now this Girsa of the Gemara, it's also a Shan Girsa, that the Gemara is now going to ask Akasha within what we just said, of the pshat of mechitza meaning plukta. How have you worked up the Mishnah b'she'em b'din chaluka? That the Mishnah is talking about a small chatzer that doesn't have the shiur din chaluka affect the Gemara, I b'she'em b'din chaluka, if that's what it is, ki ratzu mai havi nehedri b'hu. So what, that it was ratzu to do what? It was ratzu to divide the chatzer into two shiurs, in other words, that there should be a division in the shutfis. So what? So they divide. So let him renege. What makes the Ratsu binding? They could renege. What do you mean they could renege? But maybe they won't renege. What is my asking? They could renege. But why are they bound to do it? It's Bona means that Balkarchana knows they have to do it, but they have to divide it, and then they have to build a wall. Why do they have to build a wall? Because they're bound by the commitment to divide. If they're not bound by the commitment to divide, then nothing follows. Right? So the whole binyan falls down. Like, what is holding this whole thing together? The fact that they're committed to divide the shutfis, but maybe they can renege on that. Again, in the kasha, according to the Girsa b'mayu kimta, this is a kasha specifically within what? Within the mandam apukting. We have to see, obviously, Rashi mistama wasn't goris that long, because Rashi and Beis will come to this later, we'll come back to it. Rashi mentions how you put it at the time, right? Based on the base, when the Gemara right away goes with the Shita of Ratsu going on Guda, Rashi says, Ukaman Parach, the third line and based on the base. What does Rashi say? Kaman parech, kishiratsu mayhavi lehedribuhu. Right? So what does Rashi have in the Girsa here? Not the Mayukimta. Because it's not a kasha specifically within the Mandamapukta any more than the other one. Rashi apparently did not have this, the Mayukimta. It's a kasha. Maybe the follow-up kasha could be more limited. We'll have to see. But either way, we'll go with what we have in front of us. So the kasha is, there can be chos on what they agreed. The answer is, it wasn't just words. They made a kinyan. Stam kinyan is what type of kinyan, Rabosai? Kinyan? It's the stam kinyan, the catch-all kinyan that we always know about. We call that suder. We know from Megillas Rus, kinyan suder. Kayim kol davar. Some kinyanim, the Nishan Kedushin talks about kinyanim. Some kinyanim work by karka, kesef shtar chazaka. Some kinyanim work by metaltalin. Right? Kesef, Neshicha. Kesef is a question. Shicha. Then as we have what? Hadba. Right. And then we have this catch-all kinyan, which is Ukayim Kol Davar, which is Chalipin. Called Kinyan Suder, Chalipin. So when the Gemara says, Stam Konam Yad Mi Suder. So the point being that there wasn't just verbal agreement, there was a kinyan that they would what? That they would divide the shutras. We're going now with Mandama Mechid Sapub. So Konam Yad. The Gemara presses on, So they made a kinyan that they're going to divide. Kinyan divarim bi'almahu. These words are very big, very big. It's choshen mishpat is filled with this inyan, and mamish the marker is Gemara daf gimel and baba basra. This inyan called kinyan divarim. Kinyan divarim bi'alma. Kinyan divarim. What exactly does that mean? Look at Rashi with me. Kinyan devarim hu ve'ein chalipin konim ela davar hanikne. Oh, bimecher says the Bach. Oh, bimecher. Oh, bimatana. Oh, shibut karkos. Sha kinyan chal olav. Oh, metaltelin. So Rashi, first of all, the first thing to notice in Rashi is the sense in Rashi is that the problem called kinyan devarim, which we have to explain it, is unique to what kinyan. What's the sense you get from Rashi? Kinyan Chalipin, right? As opposed to saying it's a problem everywhere, Rashi is very much tied down to Kinyan Chalipin. In Chalipin, Chalipin is Kinyan Suda, as we said. In Chalipin Konim, the question of who gives the Suda, we hold Kelav Shel Kone. So if I want to be Kone something from you, whatever, Metalkin Karka, so I give you, you own this object, you want, or Karka, you want me to Kone it. You receive from me a Suda. Symbolically, it's a swap, chalipin. So I give you the suder, and in exchange, I acquire that which you want to sell me. Says Rashi, what is king devarim? What's the problem, king devarim? Because ein chalipin konim el adavar hanikne a cheftza, a tangible object, whether it's through a sale, so there'll be money given, or matana, or shibit karkos, I can acquire that as well. That kinyan is chalav or metaltelin, but the common denominator is it's not devarim; it's something concrete, something tangible. And Rashi is emphasizing this in connection to chalipin, and that means because the nekuda here is a chalipin means a swap. So the suder is an object, and we say zeh tacha zeh. In other words, sometimes it's chalipin shaveh b'shaveh, and then there's what we call suder, which is not shaveh b'shaveh. Suder can be worth $1, and you could be acquiring something $100. But the idea being that if we hold it, the kelev shel kona, the kona gives the keli, gives the suder, right? And what happens in exchange of that? The mocher, right, is giving, transferring title to whatever it is that he owns. Chever, right? Kinyan devarim, says Rashi, is a chesaron in kinyan suder. Lashon of the Drisha, or the Prisha, I think I gave this to you, I'm sure you didn't get there, but I'm just going to read it because he makes it very clear that Rashi's Pshat is Mamish Beduyak in the Lashon, that it's only by Chalipin. Lashon Rashi says Kufnun Zayin in the middle of Os, it's days in the middle. Lashon Rashi quotes the Rashi we just read, and he says, Biyur Dvarav, says the Prisha. The Prisha, by the way, is also the Machaber of what? Perish and Shulchan Aruch, anyone know? I'll show you now. You looked up. No? Who knows? Nobody? Choshe Mishpat. What do you have on the side of the Shulchan Aruch? Shach, and what else do you have? What? You have an open Chosha Mishpat? What do you have on the side of Chosha Mishpat? What? The Sma, Sefer Meir Seinayim, the Sma. The Sma is the same person as the Prisha, Falk. The Drisha and Prisha, which is on the tour, is in the Sma. Sometimes you write, you'll see in the Sma, Ayin Dalad Resh, or Ayin Pei Resh, which is saying Ayin Drisha, or Ayin Prisha, means what I wrote on the tour in Sefer Drisha, or the Prisha. Okay, so in the Prisha, which is with the Sma, Biur Dvarav, Nira Lefarish, the Kol Kinyan, explaining Rashi, Kol Kinyan, Hainu Shu No Single Sudro, gives him a Sudr, Ubahad the Maknago Sudro, Hu Maknago Kinegdo HaChefetz. So what's the Zeh Tachazeh? The Sudr is handed over, and what the person who gave the Sudr, being the Kona, is going to get in exchange of the Sudr is something specific that you can hold, something tangible, something concrete. Now here we're talking about what? The kinyan is on what? That they're going to divide the chatzar, which is b'shutfas, own joint jointly. So what is the kinyan on? To do something, it's not a chayfetz. The Gemara is saying right now, nothing happened yet. They didn't do anything. They didn't divide yet. They're making a kinyan to do what? To divide, to become ex-partners. That's not a chayfetz. That's just something that you can have a suitor be konan. Ein kan shum davar sheyachol alav hakinyan sheyiknelo neged sudro. What's the keneged? What's the zeh tachazeh? What's keneged? The sudr? And what do you get in exchange? What? That you're going to divide what? The shutfis. What? That's not something that measures up with a sudr. This is Rashi's understanding of the Gemara of kinyan dvarim, specific to what? To kinyan sudr. The chaluka ain bo mamish, says the prisha. The ain hakinyan chal olav. This is chur the mashmos in Rashi, but you get a sense from other rishonim that this is not just an issue with suder. Lashon of the rush, for example, we'll get to the rush soon. But the rush is lashon is, and there's a bit of yona later on this also. But the lashon of the rush by us. What does it mean? A kinyan needs something that has to grab onto, not something abstract. The lashon of the Yad Ramah, kinyan d'ram bi'alma, d'lo mahani kinyan. Elehecha de kanu mine agufe de mamona. Bein la knui mamona, bein la chayuve mamona. Avodava hagorim la mamon, ki gon de kanu lim miflag, o lemever akna. A kinyan in order to do something. So according to them, it's not about chalipin. It's any kinyan. Kinyan has to be grabbing onto something real. The Rebbe Magash. It's not tangible. It's not. So it has to be substance. No one's talking specifically about chalipin. Rashi seems to be focused very much on chalipin, like the Prisha said. It's chalipin, it's zeh tachazeh. But from the other Rishonim, you get a strong sense this is not just a chalipin problem, it's a problem in general by Kinyan. That's the first thing just to notice in the Gemara's Kasha. Yeah.
Is there anything to the fact that Rashi's Gersa doesn't have the Alma?
Doesn't have what?
It doesn't say
the Alma. Kinyan Dvarim. Interesting. Kinyan Dvarim. Who? Okay, what do you, I mean, I'm listening. What do you want to do with it?
I don't.
I don't know either. I don't know if there's anything to that. Not every diuk. You know, you have to know if you want to run with it, I'm listening. But I don't know. At this point, I don't have anything to say. So let's just read Pashat. Just read the Gemara. Then we'll see what we'll do. We'll just read Pashat next two lines just to get our bearings, yes.
Would this be worse or better than the issue of like being mounted ever so long? At least there you're going.
So there's a similarity, obviously. It could be, but that could have a lot of explanations to it. I mean, the thing is not here, so it's not present. But it could be a thing. It could be right. It's going to be here. So that could be Gemira's Das issue. But that may not be what we're discussing. This, the Gemara's Das might be very full, you know, unless you say this also calling that the Gemara's Das.
Why would it not be?
Because this could be in the mechanism of a Kenyan. It's not even, it's not necessarily the Das of the person. He knows what he knows what he wants to do. It's just that the Kenyan can't be on action, on I'm going to do something. It has to be on something, Yikona something. Okay, we'll see, we're just retouching. Let's just see. So how does the Gemara respond to this? To this kasha. So seemingly two answers. Just pashut read the words, that's all. No, nothing more. Don't get intimidated. We'll have time tomorrow. Just pashut read the words. And for the Gemara, the Shekanu Miyadan Beruchos. Oh, so now the Gemara is saying there was something tangible. The Shekanu Miyadan Beruchos. Beruchos means different sides of the chatzir. There's the east side, the west side, the north, the south. Beruchos. Rashi explains. One of the two partners is choosing the east side portion. Now that we've selected the respective sides of the chatzar, the east side, the west side, and then they make a surda subsequent to the selection of the pieces of land, half the chatzar on this side, half on that side. Now they do the kinyan surda, the kanum miyadam. So what does Rashi mean? So where is the Kenyan Chal now? On what? On a something. On a something meaning on what? On the Karka, on that side. In other words, the Suda, once we selected, so now the Kenyan is not being done before anything was on the idea that we're going to be Cholek. We're Cholek. We already have chosen our sides. And then the Kenyan is going to take effect on the what? On the actual karaka. The Yad Rama just emphasizes what changes therefore in the Teretz is that the Gemara originally thought that the Kenyan is taking place when? Before anything was even said. So that is totally in the abstract on the idea that we're going to divide. Says the Yad Rama, Kanu Yad Miruchos, Kaloma, Hai Kanu, the Karminan, Lafshe Kanu Miyadam Lachlok. Ratsu Lassus Machitza, let him be chosen. No, there was a king. The Kenyan is that we're going to divide? And therefore, the Mishnah means not that Adayin lo chalku, Ratzu lachok v'chalku v'kanum yadam v'zeh beruchos. Ploni kibo roch mizrachis, v'ikna l'shut for roch maravis, and vice versa. Where does Ravashi come and say? Ravashi has seemingly a variation of this, and you have to know what he's adding. Ravashi omar kigon, shaholach zeh betoch shalom v'hachzik, v'zeh betoch shalom v'hachzik. Each person went into the respective side of the chatzah, now he's going to become exclusively the owner of. And he did a chazaka. Pashup pshat, the chazaka means a normal chazaka of the normal, we know it by karka. Karka is nicknamed the kesef, shtar chazaka. Chazaka means some tikkun in the karka, you shovel, you build something, you do something of a indication that you're bailim, that's the kinyan chazaka on karka. And he says that you have them doing the maisa chazaka. What is exactly the point of Ravashi L'chera, the Rishonim already asked? What is he saying? Basically the same approach. Basically you have ruchos. So what is he saying anything more than before? I'll give another example. Rashi says, Behechzik bechelko, rafek beipurta, bekaka nikna bechazoka, achmei sharadzu, b'shaz chaluka, once they agree. Okay, so let's pause for a second. Maybe I'll just open up the floor, not to be recorded. We have about 10 minutes, just I think it's an opportunity. I see people didn't yet get into this part of Sugya, so at least we got ourselves a little bit into it.